Let's sing it. 354 in our hymn books. My life, my love, I give to thee, the Lamb of God who died for me. Oh, may I ever faithful be, my Savior and my God. I'll live for him who died for me. Smile when I come to that, how happy then my life shall be. It's really true. There's joy in serving Jesus, a joy that's unmatched, that is unparalleled. There is no greater joy than loving Jesus and living for him. In this life, it's so great. It is glory just to walk with him. And I can't sing this song without thinking of someone who's very dear to me. A cousin that I kind of grew up with. And you know him, all of you who were here last week. His name's Brother Ernie. And I remember that we were sitting in church in Ridgewood on a Friday night as young kids. I think it was before we started playing our instruments up front. So that was pretty early in life. And there was a speaker there. And Ernie and I were sitting together. I think that time it was in the row with his mom and my aunt Lydia. And at the end of the meeting, they called out this song, I'll live for him who died for me. And Ernie sang that with all his heart. When I sing this song, I always hear him singing it. It was in his little boy voice, you know, it was higher pitched. And he sang it with all his heart. I wonder if we were vying with each other to see who could sing louder. I'm not sure, but it was real, real definite. I'll live for him. And you could tell he meant it with all his heart. We had other cousins. Maybe you know them too. They're in the King's Army. And they really sang loud when they were little kids. It was like nobody could sing louder than Cliffy and Hans. But anyway... Ernie sang with all his heart, so here's his daughter. And Christy, have you ever seen your father maybe going through a tough time in the ministry? Probably some things that, yeah, you have. But he's a happy man, isn't he? Would you say he's a happy man? One time, I heard him preaching at a funeral, and he was really... aiming his guns at, there were a lot of people there that didn't know Jesus. And the funeral was full, the funeral hall, And I was standing in the back, and he was talking about something in the Old Testament. I mean, really, judgment, and it was strong stuff. And some people left because they weren't pleased with what they were hearing, I think. And they walked right past me, and they were elderly people, and they really should have been listening and responding to the Lord. But I heard this lady say to, it was a man and two ladies, and this lady say to those that she was with as they walked past me about Ernie, he's not a happy man. He's not a happy man, because he was preaching about like Noah or something and everybody dying for their sins and you got to get right with God, you know. And they were like, he's not a happy man. And I thought to myself, yes, he's a happy man. He's a lot happier than you, than you are, than you'll ever be unless you turn and listen to what is being said coming down to you from God's heart. Well, I think Brother Ernie is a very happy man, and it's because he lives for him who died for him. And I think we should pray for him tonight. Lord, bless Brother Ernie as he's gone on this overseas trip to minister. We thank you that you are with him. There are others who've gone along, I understand, but Lord, bless them and make them a blessing. Protect them, Lord, as they travel about. Cover with your precious blood. Give your word. Anoint with your spirit. Do your gracious work in Brother Ernie's life by just giving him your thoughts and your words and your anointing and your faith, Lord, and giving him openings, Lord, and preaching your word and openings into hearts and minds that perhaps have been closed to you before, Lord. You are the one who can open. And we thank you, Lord, that you will bless and give great joy in your service in these days, Lord, the joy of seeing you move. Oh God, come and do your mighty works in these days and glorify your great name. Thank you, Lord. And bring them back to us in the fullness of your blessing with a good report of your working, we pray, for your name's sake and for your glory. And now I said that I never sing this song without remembering that day when we were 8 or 9 years old and hearing him sing with all his heart. I would love to have a memory of tonight and hearing you sing this song from your heart. You don't have to scream it, but really mean it. Really mean it. Let's sing the chorus from our hearts. You can close your eyes and just sing. God will help us to really resolve, really mean it. By his grace, he'll help us to do it then, to love him with all our hearts and live for him all our days. Hallelujah. By his grace, I'll live for him who died for me. How happy then my life shall be. I'll live for him who died for me. My Savior and my God. Oh, thou who died on Calvary to save my soul.
Hallelujah.
I sense that this too is a very holy moment, a time when the Lord Himself deals with us and seeks a response. He works it, and we can offer it to Him. Hallelujah. Tonight. Maybe you've done it before, but tonight you can renew your consecration to Him. Say, Lord, I want to live for You. I don't want to live for myself. I want to live for You. You loved me. You gave Yourself for me. Tonight You love me. You give Yourself to me. Help me to give You a loyal response. Oh, Lord, to live for You who died for me. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Dear Jesus, we come to You tonight. We believe that this is a night when You are drawing our hearts. You've given us a picture of Yourself and Your utter devotion to our salvation and to Your Father's glory. We love that picture, Lord. We pray that You'll help us to see it more clearly than we have before. And as the days go by walking with You, we want to see You. We want to have the love of our God shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Ghost. And You work in us a love in return and a life in Your presence and in Your holy service. And Lord, I just pray Your blessing upon everyone in this meeting tonight. I pray for Your grace to be ministered. I pray for real resolution in all of our hearts and lives, met by the power of the Holy Ghost and the abundant grace of our Savior. Hallelujah. Oh, thank You, Lord. I am resolved to love You and live for You, Lord, all the days of my life. Hallelujah. To put You first, to love You with all of my heart. I'd like to ask you, all of you, to stay behind for a few moments and speak to the Lord, as long or short as you feel. But every one of us should take a little time tonight before we go to our places and just deal with God. Make sure it's settled. I'll live for Him who died for me. Living for ourselves is a curse. Living for ourselves is a dead end. Living for Him is life eternal. Living for Him is joy unspeakable. Hallelujah. So let's just consecrate ourselves afresh and anew to Him tonight. Say, Lord, help Yourself to me. Take more of me tonight. Spread Your kingdom authority in my heart and life. Sit upon the throne of my heart. Lord, sit there. Rule and reign without a rival there, Lord, by the power of Your Holy Spirit. Talk to Him like that. I can't put words in your mouth, but deal with Him tonight before you go. Maybe some of the leaders would like to pray, or you might want to pray one for another. But let's just take a little time yet before the Lord. This is, as I said, a sacred moment when the Lord reveals Himself and shows us His love and His resolution, because He loved us and loved His Father. And we need to see that picture. It's something that the Word of God gives to us, and we want to see it because the Holy Spirit makes Jesus great and makes this real in our hearts and works a response of love. Oh, hallelujah. And then God bless you as you go. Go with Him. Go quietly. Go in His presence and let Him continue His wonderful, gracious, mighty work in your heart. I'll live for Him who died for me. How happy when my life shall be. I'll live for Him.
precious Lord Jesus, we gladly offer ourselves to you tonight. Hallelujah. Refresh and anew, Lord, we gladly yield ourselves to the one who loved us and gave himself for us. Our lives not to be lived for ourselves, but lived for you, Lord. Whatever that means in our individual case, Lord, we know that you know, and we know, Lord. Just pray that you'll help us to submit to you, Lord. To bow low before the Lord our Maker, the Lord our Redeemer. One day the Lord our Judge. Oh God, we want you to say, well done, good and faithful servant. Enter into the joy of thy Lord. Oh God, let it be about each one of us as we follow the servant of Jehovah that we will be good and faithful servants. Hallelujah, we'll receive your will done in that day. What will it mean? What will it mean to have lived for Jesus and not for ourselves? Oh, Lord, it'll make all the difference in that day when we see you. Hallelujah, praise the Lord. Hallelujah, how precious and how wonderful you are to our souls, Lord. You've given us life eternal, and you make us free from sin and free from bondage to self, Lord. Oh, men shall be lovers of their own selves. They love pleasure, they love money, they love themselves, but you call us to love you and to yield our hearts to your obedience. Jesus, help us to respond to your call. Oh, God, tonight, Lord, here we are in your holy presence before your blessed face, Lord. We thank you that your face shines on us tonight in love, Lord, and in mercy. Hallelujah. We pray, Lord. I pray for these young men, Lord. Young men, oh God, help them to renounce sin and the pleasures of this world and live their lives wholly for you. Precious Lord Jesus. Precious Lord Jesus, by your grace, you bless tonight, you work, you strengthen, you fill with your spirit. Touch these hearts, Lord. Send your light. Oh God, let Holy Ghost conviction grip us. We may want you with all our hearts to live for you, to love you, to be all for Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, for Jesus. All for Jesus, all my being's ransomed hours, all my thoughts and words and doings, all my days and all my hours. Before you, our lives, given as living sacrifices to you. Hallelujah.